Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Not a banner day for the Buffalo Bills.
Horrible.
They take a beating, 41-15 at the
hands
of the Colts.
League yesterday.
Was it?
Yes. According to what they were saying.
They out here saying, huh? Yeah.
Well, you think somebody got beat worse than that?
Well, I mean, I know that the Saints, who were playing next week, they got 40 hung on them too, but I think they scored like 26. You're right. Anywho, you think that beating was bad yesterday?
Yes.
Sit tight and keep your radio on.
Wait, what happened?
Well, you came off a 4-1 week last week, bro.
Riding high.
Oh, my God, no! You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy made his picks. The game happened Sunday. Let's just get right into what's going to happen.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Buffalo. Mulet excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
All right, Tommy was walking in confident, feeling good. Let's get to our first prediction from a Tommy Tells It Like It Is on Friday here on CMF. Over under 101.5 yards for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
You're asking me if the number one defense in the league is up to the challenge.
In every metric, by the way.
To the scrawny kid that was like the third guy on a sitcom.
First of all, Jonathan Taylor
Thomas.
He was
the middle brother.
And he was the star of that show. Yeah.
No, he was not the star. Tim Allen was the star of the show.
No, it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Did they kill him off?
No, he left and went to college because he became such a big star.
All right.
And they did one season without him.
I'll take the under.
You're taking the under?
Yeah, I don't think he's getting 100 yards.
Bro,
you're telling me, man, this team is good. The defense is good.
He's the leading rusher in the NFL right
okay.
now.
And it's only because the Henry guy's out.
But again, you're missing Star and you're missing Tremaine. That's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I mean, the Jets, the Colts.
It's a difference of three, four wins.
We'll see, buddy. We'll
all right.
See.
So just to be clear, you are under 100.5 yards rushing for Colts running back.
Stuff him.
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, we don't have to.
No. That's what I see.
They gave the kid an award.
32 carries.
Yeah, he ran all the way to the Hall of Fame.
4 touchdowns on the ground on 185 yards. By the way, Jonathan Taylor Thomas rushed for 32 yesterday.
Did he really? Is that bad? Yeah, they let that scrawny kid out there. Did he set a record for touchdowns or rushing touchdowns?
4? I don't know. I didn't see that. It's possible.
Right. I mean, they kept showing like all these other guys that he was getting close to these records. You know you're in trouble when you start seeing Eric Dickerson a lot on your screen for some reason? I forgot about that guy.
By the way, another likable dude.
Yeah.
Like another guy that crushes your team and you should hate him, but like that post-game interview, I was like, he seems like a nice guy.
And the way he runs is easy to enjoy, right?
Very like, nice young man. Yeah.
By the way, in all honesty, the 185 yards he had, he'd have gone over 200 easy if the Colts didn't empty the bench early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tried to warn you. Like you heard it. You heard me try to warn you.
Oh, you said your brief mention.
No.
Little
Kimmy
bit.
Cuts
you barely
it down.
Said the guy's name. Then you're doing home improvement jokes on your show.
Yeah, me. All right, so you're 0-1, but you got 4 to go.
I already took it in the shorts.
Who you took yourself in the
you
shorts?
You can't took in yourself in the shorts. I can't even reach back there.
Let's get to our second prediction on a Mulet postgame excuse Monday here on CMF. Over under 3.5 catches for Bills wide receiver Gabriel Davis.
He only has to catch 4 balls.
He hasn't. He's only done that once so far this season.
Okay, but that's not a lot.
Well, it is because
unless Stephon Diggs gets all the play over here.
But no, Stephon Diggs had his biggest game of the season last week, and
yeah, but that's his guy. I mean,
really
that's the team.
No,
is these two?
They've really been spreading the ball. Actually, like nobody's been that much of a go-to person yet this season.
All right, so he could have a shot at 4 catches.
He could. No, every week he has a shot at 4 catches.
No, but I'm saying if he's really spreading around, like your mom. Really spreading it around the field.
Okay, I'm telling you.
On the pitch.
I'm telling you. He's only done it once this season. He's had 3 games with no catches at all. Last week, he didn't get 4 catches, but he went over 100 yards.
But it sounds like he's due.
Over, under, 3.5 catches for Gabe Davis on Sunday.
4 catches from the kid. Come on.
You're taking the over.
I'm looking for 1 extra lousy catch. Give me a break.
Okay. All right, Gabe Davis averaged 13 and a half yards a catch yesterday.
Ooh,
it's not bad.
Yeah.
Targeted four times.
Okay.
And he made two catches.
They should have used him more.
Yeah, they probably should have done that. That was probably the problem yesterday, not targeting Gabe Davis more. It was another one of those strange receiving days. I mean, it looked like weather was a factor. Josh running for his life was a factor. But we can get more into that in the next pick. It's a Mule postgame excuse Monday here in the break room on CMF. 0 for 2.
Right.
But that's okay. You got three more picks, buddy. Maybe turn it around right here.
Can we just run through this?
Well, no. What? What's the problem?
Well, the problem is the problem.
Swabby's back. 4-1 week. Get me out, bitch. That was you. That was what you were saying. Let's get to our third prediction on a Mule postgame excuse Monday. Over under 301.5 yards passing for Josh Allen.
You can't just give me 300. You got to be over.
Well, no, because he can throw for 300 and it's a push. Yeah. This avoids a push.
So he's got to break 300.
He's got to have 301 yards.
He's got to break 300.
Yes. Yes.
You said the kid's on fire.
No, I said he threw for 300 last week.
That's on fire.
He's missing his starting tackle.
You don't think they figured this out? They got a kid in there now. Coach Harvey.
Oh, my
God.
Relax,
will you?
No, I'm not going to relax. They lost to the freaking Jaguars without these kids.
You got to let these things go, man. You got to be like me, man. Freewheeling. That's how you gamble, baby.
Just to be clear, you are over 301.5 passing yards for Josh Allen. Okay.
11th ranked defense. Who cares?
It's top half of the league, man. It's almost top
10. Top half of the league. If you look at the bottom.
Hey, Kimmy, by the way, my favorite folk album of all time.
Yeah.
The Freewheeling Tommy Mule. Josh Allen, 21 of 35 for two touchdowns, through two picks, and 209 through the air.
Yeah, he sucked.
There was no way he was getting over 300 yesterday the way the Colts were controlling the ball. And like we talked about earlier this morning, the Bills' offense only touched the ball three times in the first half. He would have had to average over 50 yards in the air every time, every drive. Which is impossible. Not to mention, the O-line was having issues again. Pocket collapsing. He had balls off a wide receiver's hands. He's having to throw it on the one in the rain. It just wasn't going to happen, Tommy.
A horrible day.
And Mitch Trubisky ended up coming in and throwing a pick for his own. I was confident, Kimmy, that Mitch Trubisky was going to come in because he's playing against the backup D of the Colts. Yeah. He was going to string together a drive, score a touchdown, and we'd be taking calls that he should be the starter.
Nope.
Thank you for that interception, Mitch Trubisky. Also not
putting an end to that real quick.
Also not helping your stock next year because he's only in Buffalo to try and get a contract next year as a starter.
Yeah.
Not great, Mitchie. Not great.
And he had that great preseason game.
Yeah. And he also scored a touchdown against...
That's right.
We'll keep you around.
Yeah, Houston. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
0-for-3. We got two to go.
We already know.
What do you don't know? Go ahead, Kimmy. Hit it.
We need to
do the Bills win? And do they do it by 8 points?
Of course they do.
By 8.
Yes. Should be a dominant game.
Are you calling blue?
Huh?
You calling blue? Two touchdown win?
What's it going to be?
11th ranked defense, no starting tackle? Blue?
What would we say? Two
touchdown
or
win.
10 points or two touchdowns?
No, it's two touchdowns is blue.
Against 11th ranked, yeah, I'll give you a blue. Blue. Yeah.
Well, there was a blowout.
Oh, it was a blowout.
I was close. It was just the other side of the ball.
It was definitely
I was this close.
Ball.
It was a sea hair close.
You were so close if it would have been the opposite of what you predicted. Oh, man. 0-for-4. Could it be? Could it be that Tommy gets a golden sombrero the 0-for-week? Because you have your bonus pick that could save you here. And I know you know nothing about any of this, although Kimmy's giggle may have
Well, I'm waiting for a bonus pick to hit. Maybe this is a week.
This could be the one. This could save you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Kimmy. Let's get the bonus pick. Yeah, but that's cool, whatever.
Not so fast, buddy.
Yeah.
I think somebody's going to have a big game that you didn't mention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking?
He might be the player of the game.
Oh.
He might be the Bills player of the week.
Whoa. That would also be the player of the game, stupid. They play one game a week.
Okay. So he'll get both of them. Cole Beasley.
Really?
Yep.
What are you thinking?
I think he's going to have a breakout game.
Okay, so give me what, over 50, over 100? Does he have a touchdown?
Oh, well, he gets a touchdown. I give him 60 yards.
60 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay, Kimmy, you can say what you were going to say.
He has been hurt this week.
Yeah,
just so
but
you
he's
know.
Not out.
He got a rib injury,
I believe.
That
kid looked like beat up since birth.
I know he wasn't.
He got his ass kicked at the trailer park he grew up in South Houston, man. That kid's tough.
I know he didn't practice. I don't know if he was there yesterday.
In a defense lineman or a meth lab, they could keep that kid down.
Okay, by the way, a 60 yard and a touchdown isn't even that big a game. That wouldn't make you play.
It's a hell of
a game
if it's a game winner.
But it's a blowout.
Look at him, he just made a mistake.
No, but if it's a game, if it's a game winner.
No, you said when it's a game winner.
But that's not my.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
That's what you said.
That was off the record.
Oh, what are you scared?
My official comment is Cole Beasley will be
the dominant player on that field. Like, that'll be him and Josh are going to connect. It's going to be amazing.
Let's see here. Cole Beasley.
I saw him a couple times, though.
Yeah, no.
They didn't use him enough.
Player of the game, Cole Beasley, had 4 catches for 23 yards. 3 Bills wide receivers, a running back, and a tight end had more yards through the air than he did yesterday. So, Kimmy, do you think that's player of the game material for Cole Beasley? She doesn't even need to speak.
Well, we know there's no player of the week because the week sucked.
You, my friend, went 0-for-5. It's so hard
but
to
but
do.
But this was such a tough game.
Short week, though, Pat.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
it's very hard in this league.
You can just put that in the past.
It's tough in this league. It's tough in this league.
It's
you know?
So hard to go
hold
0
on
for 5.
To anything.
It's so hard to go 0-for-5 that when you play quick draw and miss 5, they give you money for it.
Where's my money?
That's a real thing. Yeah, it's over there.
Okay.
Why don't you meet me in the men's room? You followed up a 4-1 week with your stupid mouth.
But so did the Bills. They also had a hell of a week and then crapped
to
bed.
I explained this
morning. So I'm riding the Bills, really.
They didn't.
They better go get OJ back. He's like their good luck charm.
It is funny. The Bills have kind of had the same season that Tommy has in his prediction. It's been a roller coaster of a season so far.
OJ in the stadium, blowout.
Shut. No.
No OJ.
That was the Dolphins game, you idiot. That wasn't the Jets game. Jets game was on the road.
Yeah,
I'm an expert. I know things.
Well, they beat the Dolphins.
I went 0-for-5 and just mistook games. One was on the road. You're so smart. You're a smart guy. Short week, though.
That's not good.
Well, no, short week for you. You gotta figure
it
out tomorrow.
I gotta flip this thing around, buddy.
And you gotta have them ready by Wednesday because we gotta do a football
Wednesday.
I'm
good. I'm ready. Okay. I got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.